Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes on this podcast.
You know, your appreciation, your gratitude for one thing then kind of bleeds over into the other things in your life and how it just kind of rewires. Like I said, you know, I believe the research shows that human beings are, our first reaction is always negative. Like it's kind of the way we're wired. And so how do these positive thoughts bleed over into your other thoughts and just completely change the way you perceive the world, I guess?
Right. Yeah. And you're right in what you're talking about. Like as humans, we do have this negativity bias that's built into us because it served us, you know, evolutionarily speaking, it served our ancestors to, you know, focus on the negatives. In the world we live in now, it doesn't serve us as much anymore. So it's important to try to override that coding that we have in our brain and try to make it more positive, more optimistic, more grateful. So practicing daily will help you to make that transition and help you to rewire your brain. What you're trying to do is you're trying to go from a state of gratitude to a trait of gratitude. Okay, so this transition is state to trait. So state means I'm currently feeling grateful. So you might experience a state of gratitude, you know, once or twice a year. Like I said, Thanksgiving, you might really feel it at that point and be like, wow, I'm really thankful to have the family that I have. You know, it could have been a lot worse. You know, I love everybody here and I'm happy to be here and look at this food and, you know, we get to watch football. Like, this is awesome. Like I'm super grateful for this. That's what it feels like to experience that state of gratitude. And we can feel a state of any emotion, state of confidence, state of optimism, state of joy, state of anger, right? The more you experience that one emotion, the more you have that state of gratefulness, the more likely you are to develop a trait of gratitude, to where this becomes kind of a core aspect of your personality, to where it's not just I'm feeling grateful right now, but it's I am a grateful person. I experience gratitude so much that I have developed a trait of gratitude. I carry it with me everywhere I go. I am just a grateful person. That's what ultimately we're trying to build. And same thing goes with a lot of different emotions, you know, confidence, optimism, a sense of security and self-love, compassion. Like these are all things that can be built from states to traits. And once you get it into that trait, it's like, yeah, like you like bring in, it's like you just added another member to the team. And now, you know, you're rolling deep into all the situations that you're going in. You have that sense of safety of like, hey, man, like no matter what happens, at least I've got gratitude with me, you know, and at least I've got confidence with me. And like you bring these things into every situation. And that's helpful because life is scary and there's a lot of different obstacles and adversities that you have to deal with. But if you have gratitude with you throughout that journey, you're able to find that silver lining and you're able to see the good aspects. And it just makes it all a little bit easier. So yeah, that's kind of what's happening as you're going from this state to this trait of gratitude. And I guess, you know, with the practice of doing the three things every day and coming up with new things, what you're doing here is it's called front loading, to where you're creating this system in your mind to where once you start practicing this enough, a week, 2 weeks, your brain starts to wake up and look for what am I going to be grateful for today? Because you have to think of new things. You can't just use the same things that you used the last week or the week before. So this new system or process starts to get created in your brain where you start going through life looking for things to be grateful for. And so that's where it starts to bring you into this trait, and it starts to change the way that you think, where instead of looking out at the world and saying, oh, the world is a bad place and everyone's out to get me, you're looking out at the world and you're saying, there are things to be grateful out here, and I've got to find, you know, where are they? I want to look and see. And then you start realizing, like, oh, it's all, I could be grateful for all of it. You know, I'm looking at maybe like 20 different species of trees, you know, right outside my window right now. Those are 20 different things. Each one of those things are extraordinary, you know, and we tend to take these things for granted. And so the more you practice, the more you start to recognize the extraordinariness of the ordinary, you know, small basic things that we take for granted. The sun. I mean, how cool is the sun? You know what I mean? Like, there are these things that just, like, you're like, okay, whatever, it's the sun. I've seen it before. I'm not 3 years old, but it's incredible. You know, it really is. And there's so much.